Authorities are now investigating the training and connections the Bondi gunman may have had both in Australia and overseas. Police have confirmed the father and son alleged killers travelled to the Philippines weeks before they killed 15 people at a Jewish community event on Sunday. A senior counter-terrorism official has told the ABC that the pair received military-style training on a southern island known for hosting terrorist groups. Penny Wong is the Minister for Foreign Affairs.
Good morning, Mel. Good to be with you.
With the benefit of hindsight, do you think this attack could have been prevented?
Well, look, the country is in shock and the country is in pain and the country is grieving, especially Jewish Australians. At the same time that we have felt so much pain, we've also seen the best of Australia, and we know we're stronger and all safer when we stand together, and that's what we must now do, to come together, to ensure we act with resolve, to protect all Australians and to protect in particular our Jewish community, and to confront at all levels, government, community, media, anti-Semitism.
I do want to come to some of those broader issues, but for specifically at looking at some of the information we now know about these two men. We know they travelled to a known terrorism hotspot in the southern Philippines and took part in a training camp. Is that the sort of activity by Australian citizens, something that Australian authorities or our intelligence partners should be able to detect?
Well, I know it has been confirmed that the attackers travelled to the Philippines prior to this attack. Obviously, as the New South Wales Police have said, their visit and why they were there, where they went and so on is part of the active investigation. So some of the matters that you're referring to are not matters that I can comment on at this point in the investigation, Mel.
Is there any further update then that you can give us following your conversation with your Philippines counterpart yesterday?
Well, look, one of the things I've been doing has been to engage with my foreign counterparts. We're grateful for their condolences and solidarity. And one of the counterparts I engaged with was Foreign Secretary Lazaro. We appreciate her condolences. You probably understand I can't go into all details of our discussion, but I can say that we, Australia and the Philippines, are long-standing partners on regional security and on related matters, and that will continue.
I appreciate there are limits to what you can say at this point, but we have heard from the FBI Director Kash Patel saying that the US is providing requested intelligence to Australia. We know that the US has a significant presence in the southern part of the Philippines. Would it be fair to presume that the US is offering assistance or coordination where required?
What I can say to Australians is our law enforcement and intelligence agencies are engaging with all relevant foreign counterparts in order to make sure we have the fullest investigation possible.
Minister, has the government done enough over the last 2 years to combat anti-Semitism in Australia?
Look, we have taken many actions, including criminalising hate speech. But what I would say to you is that we all understand we need to do more. We will dedicate every resource required to making sure Jewish Australians are safe and protected. But as Gillian Segal has said publicly, the anti-Semitism envoy whom I spoke with on Sunday night, if we are to confront anti-Semitism fully, then the government needs to act, and so does all of the community. And we need to draw inspiration from, I think, firstly, the principle that we are stronger and more united when we are united, and also from the example of Ahmed El Ahmed, you know, a Muslim Australian migrant who ran towards danger to save his fellow Australians. And that is the spirit all of us must bring to this.
Julian Seagal said yesterday that there should be a formal statement from the government about the implementation of her recommendations in her report that your government received in July. Likewise, your colleague Josh Burns told the ABC yesterday that he wants to see a timeline and an agenda around dealing with those matters. Will the government give a formal response and a commitment to all of the recommendations in that report?
I think the Prime Minister made clear yesterday he had met with Ms. Seagal about her report and what she has said publicly, and certainly that reflects her discussions with me, is that she recognises that whilst we have acted on and will continue to act on the implementation of the plan, that there is more to do. And we will work with her and all governments through National Cabinet to make sure we confront anti-Semitism. But as I said, it's something all of us must do. So government has our responsibility, and we accept that. But we all need to act.
So will there be a formal written response to the report?
Well, look, I'll leave that for the Prime Minister to discuss with Ms. Seagal. I'm sure those discussions yesterday went to what the next steps are. But people should be in no doubt about our resolve, as the Prime Minister said on Sunday night. We are determined to eradicate anti-Semitism in our country, and we are determined to work to bring Australians together. I keep saying this, but it is true. We are stronger when we are more united. And there is much in our community that we can look to, that gives us hope and inspiration, whether it's Ahmed Al-Ahmed or those who ran towards danger, or those who are rolling up their sleeves to donate blood, or the first responders who responded, some of whom were injured.
Yesterday, the former Prime Minister, John Howard, made some personal criticisms against you and the Prime Minister. He said the decision to recognise a Palestinian state was premature and needlessly provocative, and he questioned why you didn't visit areas of Israel most directly affected by Hamas's assault. What's your response to the former Prime Minister's criticisms?
Look, this is a time where we are grieving, and I offer my condolences to the Jewish Australians who have lost loved ones, to those. I offer my support to those who are recovering in hospital, and I'm not going to get into a political debate.
Is there anything you would do differently in hindsight over the last 2 years?
Look, I think people would have seen consistently the government, the Prime Minister, all ministers, including I, being very clear about the unacceptable anti-Semitism in our society. I've made that public statement many times. But as I said to you at the outset of this interview, we all have to do more, and I accept that.
Foreign Minister Penny Wong, thank you very much for joining me on Radio National Breakfast this morning.
Good to speak with you, Mel.
That's the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Penny Wong, there.